It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guide.
Good morning and welcome. It's Turkey Day weekend, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys. We'll probably talk a little bit about how you cooked your turkey today, but
I hope not.
Yeah, it's too late because I already introduced it. But you are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in on this holiday weekend. I hope you wobbled up to the radio and turned it on today after having a huge Thursday meal and eating it probably Friday and again today and probably again tomorrow.
Stretch
if you're
pants.
Like at my house.
Stretch pants, baby. That's what.
But anyway, I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What was cooking, brother?
Weebles wobble.
Yeah, but we never fall down.
Welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves. You're going to hear a lot of paper wrestling because we're going to do some serious jerky and sausage training today. It could be a little boring. I'll try to be my delightful self.
Yeah, well, we'll post the recipes. You know, you might want to write one of them down in the dust on your dash, but other than that, they'll be out there.
I pulled these all off our site.
Yep.
These are all off our site, and I wanted to print them off so I could bind them.
Oh.
So I could put them with my barbecue stuff to, because in the next day or two I'm going to be making a bunch of jerky and sausage.
Yeah,
because I shot a hog.
Yeah, right.
Big doe.
Oh my goodness, so big I couldn't even pull her up by myself.
Well, that's a smart thing. Whoa. At our age, Bob, you get some help or you do it with a car or whatever, a vehicle.
Yeah, I got it to the main trail and then I brought the Tahoe down and hooked a strap in. I gave her a dignified dragging.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. Well, hey, before we get...
My show plan is in disarray because as I got ready to leave this morning, my little granddaughter, who's living with us until their house is ready, decided to...
Shuffle it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go like this, 52 sheet on the floor.
Yep. Yep. Well, you'll figure it out. While you're doing that, I want to give one last Thanksgiving shout out to Tim Sobey because I had that Otto's fresh turkey that I bought over there, and he had that special turkey dust, and it was
turkey dust.
Yeah, he gave me. You remember last week when he was on the show,
the hamburger smash guy,
right? Yeah, they did a brine and a seasoning, and I did both of those, and damn, I'm going to tell you, that was good turkey. Now, I spatchcocked it on the big green egg, took it to 170 degrees in the breast, and then let it set for about a half hour before we carved it, and the timing worked out miraculously. I was surprised. I mean, I always leave a buffer in there because people are like, when are we going to eat? And I'm going to say, when the turkey's done, that's when we're going to eat, right? And but we timed it out, and it went well. But, no, that was just a very succulent. I talked to one of my buddies.
Succulent.
Yes, it was. I mean, juicy and tender,
stop
and it was wonderful. But I talked to one of my buddies, you know Charlie, he in Lowell,
mm-hmm.
and he injected his with butter,
mm-hmm.
and in the breast and in the thighs. And
a then Charlie Butterball.
Right, and then he put it on his grill, spatchcocked, and cooked it low on indirect heat, and he said it took him an hour and 50 minutes. He had a 15-pound bird, but he said, man, that butter injection was just crazy
good. Proud of you, Charlie.
Yeah, man.
Attaboy.
So, yeah, so he...
We're going to have to come up with a new name for him. It could be like Butterballs or something like that.
You go with it if you want to, and that's all good with me. But anyway, so no, just one, you know, again, Sobey never steers you wrong. And I took
again.
A flyer on it because he said, oh, I got this new stuff, and if he says it's good, I'm going to give it a run, and dang, it was.
And we had a listener down in Wayland win the free turkey. Yes. I'd like to hear back from you, Mr. Kingsley, if you... if you cooked that bird or if you auctioned it off.
Oh, yeah. He was pleased to have won it. I mean, I spoke with him. And so I gave him a call. He was very grateful and was made his run over to Sobey. And I told him, you ask for Tim when you get there. And I'm sure that all went down.
Well, Mr. Kingsley, make sure you send us a tag on our Grilling Guys Facebook page.
Yeah.
And maybe a picture of how that turned out. That'd
yeah.
be great.
Right.
Your yep. whole family devouring it.
Right. Yeah.
Slapping your hands away from the meat.
Yeah. And if you can finish it with a lick in the fingers, that'd be great. Yeah.
This is your mission.
Yeah.
Well,
but anyway.
Well,
how was your Thanksgiving,
Bob?
I'm
so sorry for the deluge email I sent you with the show plan. And I told you don't print it off because I have to print this off to begin my process. I'm going to get serious about some sausage. I went to Kent Butcher Supply. I was going to go to Sobey and get it, but why raid his stocks when I'll just get it where he gets it?
Yeah. So you mean the casings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the casings. And that's how I met Tim. Rob Russell and I were putting on a sausage and wild game class out in Holland, and I needed some casings for the sausages. And I talked to some different guys, and one of them said, hey, Sobey would probably sell you some. So I went into the old store. Tim wasn't there, but Teresa was. And I told her who I was, and we were fast friends. I saw the pickle barrel. They used to have a pickle barrel where you could actually reach in and grab the pickles.
It was so with a pair of tongs.
No.
Not a dirty fishing hand.
Anything, because it's vinegar. You're not going to hurt it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Right.
Little axle grease won't hurt.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, so our Thanksgiving was fantastic.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Can't complain.
Now, in the years past, you've smoked one. Maureen's done one in the oven. How'd that all look this year?
Well, we went to my daughter Maggie's.
Oh,
so it worked out perfectly.
It looked beautiful then.
It worked out perfectly. Yeah. And when Jordan comes home, he's gifting us a giant gift of a turkey that they got, a 31-pounder or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have one. I'm thinking about deep frying it.
Oh, really? Give
it
a run.
I really
want
to try it.
Does that deep fryer you got, is that a big enough vat?
No,
that?
I have a turkey fryer.
Oh,
like
the
yours.
Round one. Yeah, okay. Yep. So that'll be good. Yeah. No fires with no turkey deep fryer.
No. Right? And but I'm probably not going to use solid peanut oil.
Expensive.
I've got a couple jugs of vegetable oil left over from the kitchen, and I'll never use it.
Right.
So why not use it to deep fry?
Yeah, I talked to a guy that usually does deep fry it, but he didn't want to make the mess. You know, just cleaning up that oil after you're done, and where do you put it? And
well, if you have if you're tricky at all.
Right.
And you keep a jug I have these 5-gallon food grade buckets.
Yeah.
And if you filter it and put it in the bucket, store it in the garage or in the shed somewhere cool, it'll be fine.
Yeah. But you gotta strain the
You do.
You
have to just use your wife's strainer.
Oh, okay. Yep. So you're just getting the solids.
Get most of the chunks out.
Yeah, right. The rest
you'll have
flavor.
A little slurry by the time you're done, you know.
Yeah.
But when you pour it in your deep fryer, whatever you're going to use it, just pour it carefully and leave that in the bottom of the bucket and chuck it.
Yeah, bucket and chuck it.
Chuck it, bucket.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. So leftovers, we're going to be talking. I wanted to talk to Conrad because his favorite leftover is the waffle iron stuffing.
Exactly.
Did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The day after, you know, there's always the part of the stuffing that's not exactly crispy, and that's what we like.
Right.
So,
yes,
do. Whether it comes out of the bird, which is usually pretty moist, or out of the oven,
right?
The next day, you can throw that on a waffle maker and crisp it up for breakfast or lunch or whatever.
You might want to oil it down real good.
Yeah.
Because I tried that last year.
Yes.
It stuck?
Well, I put some oil on it, but I would say, you know, if you have some heavy oil, axle grease again.
Yeah,
would be
right.
Good.
Yeah, leftover from the year previous year's turkey.
Yeah, that's right.
But that is such a good tip, is to crisp that up. And if you got an air fryer, that'll work a little bit too.
Yeah.
But I like the waffle iron because then it's a serving that comes off of there and it's ready to go.
And you can throw them.
Right, put a little gravy on them. Yeah, right.
That's right.
Stuffing frisbees. Yeah. Anyway, coming up next, we're going to get to it with jerkies and sausages. Barbecue Bob got himself a deer, and lo and behold, you got to do something with it.
Yeah.
And one of the most popular things is that, jerky or sausage. So hang on. We're going to take you through several recipes here, but
I think we'll try to stay awake.
All right. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.